It's This Week in Classical Music and Local Arts, an update on what's happening in the classical music world and on the local arts scene. I'm Randy Kinkle. American composer Maria Schneider dominated the classical music categories at the 2014 Grammy Awards on Sunday for her album Winter Morning Walks with soprano Dawn Upshaw. The classical awards were handed out as part of the pre-show ceremony Sunday afternoon at the Nokia Theater at LA Live in downtown Los Angeles. Contemporary composers took home most of the classical honors this year. Schneider's Winter Morning Walks won 3 Grammys, including ones for classical composition and classical vocal solo album. Schneider was on hand to accept her award and took the opportunity to lambast music piracy, calling it legalized theft. The Minnesota Orchestra, which earlier this month emerged from a lengthy labor dispute with its musicians, won the Grammy for orchestral recording for its album of Sibelius's symphonies, numbers 1 and 4. Former Minnesota Orchestra music director Osmo Vanska is coming back to lead the group he just won a Grammy with and left last year after a strike ended the orchestra's season. Violinist Joshua Bell, pianist Stephen Huff will also guest with the orchestra in an abbreviated season. Demand for tickets to the first 2 weekends of concerts crashed the orchestra's website and resulted in long waits for telephone customers. Musicians will return to the stage February 7th and 8th with Beethoven's Third Symphony. Osmo Vanska, who resigned October 1st after contract talks stalled, will return to Orchestra Hall March 27th through 29th when he conducts the Sibelius Symphonies numbers 1 and 4. The orchestra's recordings of these works just won a Grammy at the Grammy Awards. Last week, a German music festival invited social media users to compose all new orchestral pieces for a Tweetfony, like a symphony only with Twitter, to be given a world premiere later this year. The Kurtweil Festival, dedicated to the German-Jewish composer who was born in Dessau in 1900 and died in exile in the United States in 1950, runs from February 22nd until March 9th. Tunes are each limited to the Twitter limit of 140 characters and will then be selected and arranged for a symphony orchestra. The results will be given their world premiere on March 3rd as part of this year's festival. Budding Bachs and Beethovens will be able to submit their melodies via a specially designed website at www.tweetfony.de, which goes live from February 28th with an online keyboard that converts tunes into tweet format to then be sent on Twitter. The most original tweets will be arranged for orchestra by professionals somewhere in the world, the festival organizers said in a statement. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website, kbaq.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, join us every weekday at noon with Linda Cassidy for the Most Wanted Hour, playing your top 100 picks in classical music. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music and Local Arts on 89.5 KBOC, Phoenix, and HD, a service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University.